Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
I need you to understand that in any normal, non-insane, non-lunatic, non-crazy media environment, what happened yesterday would not only be the end of a presidential campaign, it would be end of a campaign for like head librarian in a small town. People would be in jail. It would be a major scandal. Think about it. You're running to be president of the United States, the freaking commander in chief of our military, the most significant national security figure anywhere in the cosmos. And you are responsible as the vice president slash border czar for allowing over a million dangerous national security threats into the country. There is no way in any sane media environment this shit would be allowed. This is insane. If this happened under Donald Trump, people would be tarred. They would be feathered. They would be driven out to sea with chains and cinder blocks, with mob bosses and thrown overboard. This is the craziest thing I have ever seen. If this woman gets elected, I'm not moving. It's my country. I'm not some dumbass Hollywood person. I'm just telling you, I'm buying myself a whole lot more survival food because this is going to get ugly fast. Unfreaking believable. Hey, you all know I can't sleep without my Beam Dream Powder. They've got an exclusive discount for all my listeners up there. 45% off. Visit shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino. As always, I bring all the receipts. Folks, and the police state is here. Something really crazy is going on with this assassination plot thing. Evita sent me an article yesterday. This thing is really getting spooky fast, man. This thing is getting really weird, really quick. And everything I told you is coming true. Hey, you got a dog? Dog ever smell bad? Are they itchy? We've all had that problem. You're going to want to hear from our next sponsor. He reached out a while ago. I said, let me give this product a try. It's called Coat Defense. I love my dog, Lucy. You know, they started as a human skincare company, but became so deeply troubled by all the toxic medications and topical treatments commonly used on dogs. We love our dogs. They created a non-toxic, quickly effective solution to common skin and coat issues that not only remedies issues, but will help prevent these troubles from returning, allowing your dog to live a stronger, happier, and healthier life. It's why Lucy's always smiling. If your dog is itchy and all the pills and the shots from the vet didn't help, Coat Defense works because many itchy dogs have an overgrowth of yeast on the skin and the folds, paws, or inside the ears can clear up in a day or two using their products. We had a little bit of an issue with Lucy with that. She was always kind of scratching. It was annoying. Coat Defense, all gone. Order Coat Defense today. You can save 15% on your first order at CoatDefense.com. Be sure to enter code Dan when you check out. That's CoatDefense.com for 15% off. Enter code Dan. Help give your dog relief and avoid those expensive vet visits. Coat Defense. Thanks, Coat Defense. All right, fellas, let's go. So this bombshell dropped yesterday, and I hate the word bombshell because nothing's a bombshell anymore. I'm using the term for those of you who are unaware of my patterns on the show, my sarcasm, sarcastically, because this would be, in a, again, normal media environment where we don't have a bunch of freaking communist slobs in the media, the story that a woman who is now the border czar and current vice president, who is running for president, that she has let, quote, at least 1.7 million potential national security threats across the border. Throw that tweet up from House Judiciary. Am I reading this right? They've got the three alarm, basically Chiron here. Breaking, Kamala Harris has let 1.7 million potential national security threats cross the border. Folks, this is absolutely inexcusable. I need you to understand now, because we always bring receipts, that Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, I encourage you to look it up yourself. Please don't take my word for it. I wish you would, but I'm glad you do your own homework as well. You will see I am correct. Allows the president right now and the vice president who's in that office, the president has to do it though, to shut down the border for any reason, any class of aliens for any length of time, period. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. The judges ruled Dan Bongino's correct again. Folks, I want you to process here just for a moment. I know you're so used to the suck in this administration that new levels of suck don't really seem like the level of suck it would be in a normal environment because you're so used to everything sucking. Afghanistan pullout, the border crisis, the fentanyl crisis, the crime crisis, overseas chaos, inflation, crap economy, fake jobs numbers. Another one today, by the way, just came out. It's fake. They'll revise it right after the election. They're like 200 plus thousand jobs. They've said this 1,000 times. What are they going to do, folks in the chat, 2 weeks later? What are they going to do? They're going to say, revised. We were kidding. None of those jobs actually existed. You're so used to the suck that you know, I don't want to get into a story, but we had really bad visits in the Secret Service to countries that had broken apart. There was no infrastructure. You weren't staying at the Hilton or whatever. You were staying in some, you know, rat-infested hole. Hey, man, it happens. No sob stories. It's your job and you get it done. Agents used to say embrace the suck, but they meant it as in a good way. Like, hey, man, we got a mission to do. Get out there in the rat-infested hole. You're sick. You got some intestinal parasite. Get the freaking job done. That was never intended by our founding fathers to represent what America stands for. That politicians were going to F this country up so bad that we were all going to have to embrace the suck. Look at his tweet by Bill Malugin. I want you to focus on this very specific point. The DHSIG, by the way, Biden's trying to get rid of the inspector general, one of them because he's been exposing a lot of this nonsense. The DHSIG has now found that this CBP1 amnesty app that provides amnesty for terrorists, basically, and amnesty for criminals, because you don't even have to put in real data, that they, quote, can't ensure keeping high-risk non-citizens from entering the country without ID. Am I reading this correctly? Under current processes. This is from the Biden Department of Homeland Security, folks, their own inspector general, their internal affairs. That under current processes, CBP and ICE cannot ensure they're keeping high-risk citizens without identification from entering the country. Folks, there is a thing in economics called adverse selection. I try to, you know, make this show somewhat educational along with entertaining. The whole idea with adverse selection in economics is that the people who will need a service the most are basically the most likely to apply. Without getting into like unnecessary wonkery here, and people try to sound smart when they're not, I hate that. The idea is applied typically to health insurance. The reason health insurance will typically not work out with adverse selection sometimes is the sickest people will go and get insurance for obvious reasons, because they don't have the money to pay their medical bills. So you've got to diversify the risk pool. Why am I applying adverse selection to this immigration thing? You think I'm just making shit up? Folks, the people most likely to be terrorists are the ones who aren't going to provide identification and who we, quote, cannot ensure they're keeping high-risk non-citizens without identification from entering the country. Do you think, you know, Guy's brother Johnny is going to come into the country and fake his name? No. You think Michael's cousin Tony is going to come into the country faking his name? No. It's going to be Soleimani's, you know, lead enforcer. He's not going to give his name, Tony Soleimani. He's not going to do that. He's going to give his name like Joey Bag of Donuts. Now, CBP and ICE, this is their job under Biden. And by the way, to the men and women working in the field who reach out to me pissed off at all this, folks, please wrote, it is not their fault. They are being told by people on top of them who are political goons and hacks, do not enforce the border. You're like a little babysitter. You're going to do this. Do not check IDs. They're being told this. This is bullshit. I'm telling you, man, in any normal campaign cycle, this is the end. This is not politically survivable. She is the freaking border czar. Do we have to play the montage again? She's the border czar, Kamala Harris. She keeps, I saw this hilarious clip this morning. I was watching Fox. They were at a great restaurant, Harry and the Natives, a local restaurant. I don't know if you saw it. They were going to close down because of the bad economy under Biden. Now they're going to stay open. Great. It's right down the road for me. So, but now Obama, that goofball clown, is out there campaigning again, campaigning at Kamala Harris. That we don't need the sequel. The sequel to what? Kamala Harris, everything she's he's describing about, we don't need four more years of this. He's talking about Trump. Listen to him. It sounds like he's talking about Kamala Harris. Finally, by the way, Someone in the media asked her this question. I'm not even going to play the lengthy answer because it's, again, the same bullshit. Middle class family. It's nonsense. She finally decides to do a local interview. And this media person, I'm going to call this guy a journalist yet because I don't want to insult him because I don't know him that well. He finally asked the question that nobody will ask Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, or Oatmeal Brains Biden. Hey, man, haven't you been in charge for the last 4 years? Like, what the have you been doing? Doesn't answer the question at all because she can't. Watch.
Former President Trump says that you've had 4 years as vice president to do all the things you've promised in the campaign, but haven't done it. Is he right, or did President Biden not give you or limited in some way your role as vice president?
So let's start with this. I think that the former president is really becoming quite desperate and has really been offering a lot of misstatements and misinformation.
What's a misstatement or misinformation? Michael, can you please look this up on your phone? You got your phone?
Yeah.
All right. Do me a favor. Can you? Who's the current vice president? Kamala. He's trying to be. Kamala. Don't mispronounce it. Jim Acosta will definitely get on you. He says Kamala Harris. Kamala, because you call her Kamala, even though they called her Kamala before. They get very upset. He's even going, they're doing it right now. This is, they're going to Google because it's a communist site because we don't want to be accused of using. Oh, look at that. Holy shit. It is actually Kamala Harris. Wow. Look at that. We are all stunned. So notice how Kamala Harris claims that's misinformation. What's misinformation? She's the current vice president. She is the border czar right now. Oh, you know what? Gee, can you do this live? Is that an actual screen grab? Let's see. Go to Scroogle because I want to see how Scroogle, proving to you this is a commie site, put in, is Kamala Harris the border czar? I want to see what happens because you know it's going to be some left-wing bullshit, even though we put, yeah, let's see what happens. We're doing this. This is not, we didn't plan this. Is Kamala Harris, look, you can even spell and type right. That's pretty good. I fat finger everything. What comes up? Top stories. Vance called Harris the border czar during, what does that, okay, so it's The Hill, left wing, BBC, is Kamala Harris a failed border czar, as Trump says, that's a BBC fact check, is Kamala Harris, as Trump said, there we go, Kamala Harris unburdened her border czar, Kamala Harris chose a long-term approach, PBS, notice, how have we yet to see a right-wing site here, on the right, Reuters, WGAL fact check, wait, click on this fact check from WGAL, wherever that is. I want to see what they say. Is Kamala Harris the border czar? Even though we played for you the actual clips of the media telling you she's the border czar yesterday. What does it say? This is Matt Baccaro from WGAL. So let's see what Matt Baccaro says. Scroll down. What's she named the border czar? There are two named people. Our partners have, they found. Wait, not accurate. It's not accurate, folks. There we go. Live on the air. It is not accurate. She's the border czar. Despite Joe Biden announcing she's the border czar, her being called the border czar for 3 years, CBS reporting on her being the border czar. Fact check says, no, she's not the border czar. It is your lying eyes. You made it up. Now, how do they get away with this? How is it that this campaign that is the right, I'm telling you after today, it should be over. There is no way Kamala Harris should ever be allowed in politics again, being the border czar, allowing murderers, serial sexual offenders, criminals, and a million plus national security threats into the country. There is absolutely zero chance she should ever run for office, assembly, state senate, president, Congress, ever again. Why is this continue? Because of goon, commie, scumbags like Jim Acosta. Here's Jim Acosta. This guy used to be one of our medal winners in the Dopey Media Talking Head Olympics. I mean, we don't have a historical count of where everybody was. We should have kept it, like a lineage. You know, like the unified heavyweight title holder. We should have kept it. We didn't. I'm going to try to look it up. But here's Acosta, one of the dumbest human beings and most malicious scumbags in the media. Here he is in a hit yesterday claiming to Corey Lewandowski, ridiculously, he doesn't care that he humiliates himself, that there aren't 13,000 murderers in the country convicted, despite the fact that the Biden White House DHS released the numbers themselves. These are the scumbags who allow this woman to continue her campaign despite threatening the livelihood of you and your family. Check this out.
Jim, admit that 13,099 murders have been led into this country. That's Corey. Four murderers for every single county in America. But, you don't think that that's a problem?
Border crossings are down and crime is down in this country. But you
crime
know,
is not down in this country. The FBI
I asked you at the
lied,
beginning
Jim,
of this
that.
Interview, did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election? I just asked you whether Haitian migrants are eating dogs and cats in Springfield. You won't admit the truth on either of those questions.
Jim,
I want to ask you about
you
something
that 13,000 murderers have come into the country.
13,000 number
murders.
Is false, by the way. The 13,000 number is false.
Why is it false, Jim, if the government's own data says that? CBP's own data put this out last week. So why do you say it's false if the government put out? By the way, this is the Biden-Harris administration who put out.
The government
so why
also
is it
says
false?
Border crossings are down.
But, Jim, you just said that was a false number. How do you get to, how do you get to that? What data do you have that says Customs and Border Protection is wrong?
Yeah. I also want to ask you about something that
Trump
said.
No, but, Jim, you just said it was wrong.
Good job, Corey Lewandowski, for holding the scumbags' feet to the fire. Gee, you have the screen grab from Fox you put up about the 13,000 murderers. This is the Biden DHS releasing these numbers. It's not Bongino.com, folks. There are 13,099 convicted murderers in the country illegally on the non-detained docket right now. How do I know this? From the Biden DHS. Notice how scumbag Jim Acosta, a freaking loser, life loser, whose parents probably tell people they have no living children, just on his program, which is broadcast pretty much nationally on cable news CNN, just lied with impunity. And when questioned where he's getting that this is a lie from, just moves on like nothing happened. These people are scumbags, folks. If you are voting on what they say, thank you. If you are voting on what they say, you are a moron. Here's the number right here. I want you to notice. Letter from Patrick Lechlitter, the ICE deputy director. If you're listening only, okay, there's a graphic on the screen from Fox. It's a screen grab. These data are from the deputy ICE director now under Biden Harris. Non-detained, meaning not in custody. Non-citizen, meaning they're here illegally. Convicted, meaning they've been through the judicial process. It's not alleged. Criminals. Convicted of homicide. 13,099. You know what, Jim Acosta? Go yourself. You know, you're an asshole. You are a total piece of shit and a liar. You should never be allowed on TV again. What you said was a disgrace. It's people like you putting American citizens, and I don't even know if you have a family, if I'm embarrassed for them. You're putting your own family in danger because you cannot admit that your morons running for office have allowed at a minimum 13,099. They may not have all come here under them, but they're staying here now under your border czar garbage candidate. That's why this garbage threat to your national security campaign under Kamala Harris continues, because of absolute commie assholes like Jim Acosta. Notice how I'm willing to tell you the truth, and he will never, because he's a scumbag. You know those 13,099 did not all come in under Biden and Harris. I actually believe that data. Many of them, however, did. Kamala Harris, fact. Kamala Harris is the border czar, fact. Joe Biden is the president, fact. Kamala Harris is the vice president, and they've done nothing to get rid of 13,099 convicted murderers in the country, fact. They've actually shrunk immigration detention facilities, so there's nowhere to keep them. Another fact. You see, are you proud of yourself now in conservative media where we can give a balanced picture so we can make judgments with these fucking dipshits on the left? Listen to this asshole who just debunked his own administration. Border crossings are down. Jim's correct. Border crossings are down. You know what Jim's not telling you? Because they're using the Amnesty app to fly people over the border. That's why. He won't tell you that either because he's an asshole. And I'm not afraid to tell you who they are. I met this guy once at CNN, an actual moron. I mean, said some stuff so stupid, you're like, is this guy for real? I got some more coming up next, including, we haven't hat tipped the great Maze Moore on X and Y. He's got another great video. Why aren't you getting this the services, government services you paid for and need in the flood zone? People's lives destroyed, decimated. It's going to take people 10 years to recover, if they ever do. Why are you getting a check for $750 while illegals are getting their whole lives are being financed now? Because Alejandro Mayorkas stole all your FEMA money, your tax money, stole it and gave it to illegals. And that's why FEMA is running out of money to help you. Oh, you doubt me? I'll show you this side-by-side video in a minute. This would be the end of any campaign ever if it weren't for assholes like Acosta. Hey, look, we're not getting any younger, folks. Your doctor's probably telling you got to build muscle and lose fat. You will. I read an article today, if you can check it out. I think it was in Axios. It was saying how you don't age in a linear manner where, like, muscle goes down like this. Muscle goes down, and then you hit 44, and then boom. And then it goes down a little bit. Then you hit 60 and then boom. Folks, if you're not working out with strength training, lifting weights, strength training, I got news for you. Old age is going to be really, really difficult. I'm 50. I'm not that old, but I'm getting there. I'm not young either. I work out 6 days a week. And my favorite, absolute favorite piece of equipment, this is my gym here, is from Jacked Up Fitness. Listen, if you don't know how to work out, don't even worry. Jacked Up has full-body video workouts. You just push play and follow along. They're a great American company. They donate tons of equipment to charity, including the Wounded Warrior Project. You see that machine? That's my actual home gym. Really proud of this machine. These guys did an amazing job. Whatever you want. You want to do rows. You want to do bench presses. You want to do pull-ups. You want to do pull-downs. You want to do vertical rows, horizontal rows. You want to do curls. You want to do tricep extensions. All of it on this machine. Dips. You want to do the jammer. Military presses. It's all there. Go to getjackedup.com. Take a look at the all-in-one equipment. All their equipment's amazing. But the all-in-one machine, absolutely incredible. Getjackedup.com. Here's an exclusive promo code for Dan Bongino Show listeners. Use promo code. Scroll that down a little bit for me. Use promo code Bongino at checkout and get 10% off. That's getjackedup.com. Use promo code Bongino at checkout and get 10% off. Great company, folks, run by a really nice guy. A guy, Don, loves America, too. He's very proud of this country. Check him out. Go to getjackedup.com. Hey, listen, I got to dial it down a little bit. It's Friday, and I won't be on radio today. Obviously, we're here for the podcast, but I have to leave at around noon. That's why I'm headed over to Tampa to a concert to check out my friend over there. But I promise you, I'm in like a really good mood today because I'm going to spend some time with my family and some friends. And it's been a rough couple weeks. I've been going through a lot of personal stuff, but luckily I think I've remedied some of it. I'm having a hard time with this, man. I got to tell you, I was doing some grounding this morning. I'm sitting out in front of my house, walking Lucy, and I'm sitting in the bare feet in the grass, trying to balance out my life a little bit. And I'm reading this story about these 1.6 million or 1.7 million national security threats in the country. And I really cannot believe that Kamala Harris is getting any more than 30% of the vote. I'm stunned because I want you to understand the 30% are definitely hardcore commie liberals. They want to see this place destroyed by serial murderers, fentanyl. They don't care. You can write them off. There's sadly about 30%. Which is probably like 60% of the Democrat Party, wants the place to burn. They you can tell them there's 10 million Jason Voorhees, Freddy Kruegers in the country that Kamala Harris personally signed off on. It doesn't matter. Do you understand me? They don't give a cluck, if you know what I mean. They don't care, chicken style. They don't care. What weirds me out is the other 15 to maybe 20% of the country that is still considering voting for this obvious threat to your life. I've never seen anything like it. If you live in North Carolina with a horrendous Democrat governor, how the hell do you ever vote for a Democrat again with your garbage can governor who has screwed up the whole disaster response in Western North Carolina to Hurricane Helene, and Biden, who was sunning his balls on a beach while you were drowning and dying in the worst natural disaster since Katrina. How do you ever vote for these absolute losers again? They spent your money on illegals, and that's why they don't have money, your tax dollars, to help you out. You doubt me? You should. Hat tip the great Maze Moore. Here's a side-by-side of dipshit Alejandro Mayorkas telling you in a clip from months ago how they're spending your money from FEMA on illegals and telling you now how they're out of money. Don't listen to me. Listen to their own words. They expose themselves. Check this out.
FEMA is going to be playing a pivotal role in our shelter and services program that is poised to distribute $363 million to cities and communities in need of funding.
We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
You see why I get frustrated? I know a lot of you are with me. I promise I'm in like a banger of a mood today. It is just, these guys can vouch for me too. This is not like, this is not some performative act, man. This shit really bothers me. What else could you possibly want to hear? You work your ass off 40, 50, 60 hours, sometimes more a week. You do. I know you do. You guys email me. You guys tweet to me. Facebook, Rumble. I can see it right now. The chat folks, I can see it. The government steals anywhere from probably 15 to upwards of 40% of your money, state, local, and federal. They steal it from you. They then give the money to illegals who have never, ever worked in this country legally and did what you did. Never. They haven't served here. They haven't served in our military. They broke the law. There's a natural disaster, which the government, the one thing it should do okay, emergency response. And they can't even do that because they gave your money away. How is it in North Carolina? How is it that this, you would ever vote for a Democrat again? Folks, it's unforgivable. Do you see this tweet? Here's this guy, Park McDougal. I don't know if it's a real name or not, but he says, are you effing kidding me? FEMA spent $640 million on illegal immigrants this year and now has no money for disaster relief. He brings the receipts in the tweet. There it is right there. New York Times, we do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season. Gee, I wonder why. Yeah, FEMA, look at these awards. FEMA, oh, look. FEMA's fiscal year award, $640 million to enable non-federal entities to offset allowable costs for services associated with non-citizen migrant arrivals in their community. Let me translate that for you. We gave your money to illegals who entered the country illegally. That's why they're illegal. You see it right there. Look it up. How do you ever vote for these losers again? Why are we spending a lot of time in this? Because we've got 30 days to save this country from the biggest electoral catastrophe since Barack Obama got elected. The country has never been the same. Ever. It is going to take us, if we win, folks, and Trump turns this thing around, he has a gifted VP. I want you to understand, look me in the eye and beam in, brothers and sisters. We could be in charge for 12 years, maybe more. It'd be Trump, Vance, Vance. We lose. I'm candidly not sure we can save this place. I'm never giving up. I'm one of these losers. Well, I'm going to move. Move where? Are you going to move? Canada? I really do hope liberals move. I'm not moving anywhere. It's my home. I'm going to fight to the end. And you are too. But man, that fight gets a lot harder. I want you to watch this. You want to see this video? Went viral on TikTok. So when a-hole losers, scumbags like Jim Acosta, who just lied about a perilous national security situation involving murderers, because that's who he is. He doesn't care there are murderers in the country. He's lying about it on TV. If he cared, he wouldn't lie. Jim Acosta said, oh yeah, border crossings are down. Border crossings are down. But notice how he doesn't tell you why. Because there is an amnesty app for terrorists and others out there where you just go online, you put in a name, fake or real. As I showed you in the beginning of the show, you don't even need ID. And you fly right into the country, right over the border. They're not telling you about the third, what is it, 30,000 a month they're flying in? Watch this guy on TikTok, how easy it is for this guy to put in a bullshit identifier. It took him 5 minutes to figure this app out. You think terrorists don't see this coming? Check this out.
After watching that vice presidential debate last night, I was curious just how easy that CBP One app was to use. So I downloaded it.
So once you create an account from the main page, you just have to choose if you're the smuggler or the smugglee. Then you just got to fill in basic info, first name, last name, you know, all the basics. I don't know my gender yet. I'm still figuring that out. Now it's time to take a selfie, and a passport or any identification is also optional.
Then it asks you which state you're headed to. I said I didn't know the address. I didn't know the city. I just chose California, and then I added the first zip code that Google gave me for California. And that's it. I'm good to go. It does let you choose between like 8 different bridges to meet under. I chose the Eagle Pass Bridge to meet under. I just have to wait until noon, so a couple more hours, to actually make my appointment.
Now I know what you're saying. That's not you. That's Carlos Mencia. Correct. I was just trying to show you how easy it was to register. I'm just a white dude from Michigan. This took me 5 minutes. Someone who really wants to get into this country, get temporary asylum with open-ended expiration dates, they'll just use their own picture. I said I have no documentation, I have no ID, no passport, no license. There is no way to cross-check who I say I am with who I really am.
You feeling it with me, brothers and sisters? You feeling it with me? Why I'm sitting outside this morning trying to ground, right? They are intentionally destroying our country by importing and flying into the country directly terrorists, criminals, murderers, serial sex offenders, convicted criminals. In what universe is it acceptable? The answer is the 30% of the electorate that identifies as progressive liberal that wants this place to burn to the ground. And what better way to burn it to the ground than to import a bunch of arsonists? Because it's Friday and I am in a good mood, it's going to be a good weekend. I'll be headed over to Tampa. I'm going to take my kids over to we're going to go to an amusement park over there. Got a concert tonight. I'm feeling good. I'm hoping to have a Monday weekend update if nothing tragic happens over the weekend. And by the way, next week, October 9th, the biggest live stream event in human history. All right, I'm exaggerating a little. But maybe October 9th, 9:30 a.m. in the morning, Eastern time. We've got the biggest live stream in the world going on. Live stream with me and President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. It's going to be absolutely a banger of an interview. Don't miss it. Exclusively live on Rumble at rumble.com/Bongino. You can go follow us. It's free to watch. Don't sweat it. The live stream, you know, only has the live reads. It doesn't have a mid-roll ad, so you can check that out. Folks, I really appreciate it. And I know I get your emails about Rumble and mid-rolls. Folks, I understand. I just need you to understand there's an option for people, Rumble Premium, where you don't have to do that and you don't have to get any ads. I understand. I get it. But the company has to survive. The reason we've chosen two different options, you can pay for Rumble Premium or ad-supported. It's the same way with cable. The difference is you pay for cable and you still get ads. If you were to pay for Rumble, you get no ads for Rumble Premium. If you want the product free, that's fine too. Respect. But someone has to pay for it. We have a massive cloud infrastructure. The company has to stay solvent and in business. And this is how in video you do it, whether it's Twitch, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Kick or anyone else. So this is how it's done. So we give you two options. So we appreciate your feedback. We kept it as ad free until the technology was there. And then, I understand. Believe me, I understand. There's a skip option too. So we're trying to make it a good experience while making it a good, solid, strong business that's going to be around for the long term. I just want you to remember, cable news, you're paying for cable. Am I right, guys? And you're still getting ads. That's not the case with Rumble Premium. If you choose to use it, you pay Rumble Premium and you don't get any ads. except for the ones we read in the show. You're not going to get buried with it. So we appreciate your patience with everything there. Thank you guys very much. Listen, this is what I meant by some good news on a Friday. There are some really, really good candidates. And I think on Election Day, I don't like predictions. They're like a-holes and everybody's got one. Who really cares? However, I think on Election Day, there is going to be at least one big, strong Senate upset. Is it going to be Michigan? Is it going to be Ohio? Ohio, I don't even think would be so much of an upset anymore that Sherrod Brown, Bernie Moreno is. But we need to take back the Senate. Tim Sheehy's looking great in Montana. We do not want Trump in office without, well, I want him in office, but we don't want him in office without having the Senate and the House, because they're going to impeach him right away. And we're going to be dealing with this BS again, okay? We've got to pick up a seat somewhere. Is it going to be Larry Hogan in Maryland? I'm not getting into like the quality of the, I'm just telling you, someone's going to upset someone. I'm going to throw this out there as a possibility, or at least it'll turn into a closer race than I think people expected. There's a candidate in Virginia, Hung Cao. Have you heard of him? This guy debated Tim Kaine the other day in the Virginia Senate race. And I got to tell you, it was up there with J.D. Vance destroying walls. A lot of the clips went viral. He's going to be on the radio show next week. This guy just eviscerated Tim Kaine in one of the most amazing debate performances I've seen in a long time. This is how you answer the illegal immigration question if you are a Republican candidate for any office. This, write this down. This is absolutely textbook. Listen to this.
Mr. Cao, you supported removing undocumented immigrants who have committed violent crime. Do you support mass deportation of all undocumented immigrants? You have 60 seconds.
Immigration is very near and dear to my heart. When Vietnam fell, we had nowhere to go, and America had brought us in. And my parents waited in line for 7 years. We all did, for 7 years to get our citizenship. The last thing that my dad had hang over his bed when he passed away 2 years ago was his naturalization certificate. I love this country so much that I wrote a blank check up to including my life to defend it for 25 years in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and other parts of the world. So here's my thing to anybody who wants to come here. Don't ask for the American dream if you're not willing to debate American laws and embrace the American culture, because I did. And so that's the number one criteria coming in this country. If you come here illegally, then you need to leave.
Oh, my gosh, is that... folks, you all, everybody knows Guy's drill, right? Guy doesn't say anything, like, ever about anything. You know, if Guy's comment ratio, the strike ratio for Guy is about 30 to 1, meaning every 30 shows, he makes one comment during the show. Like, that's it. It may be 60 to 1. Guy's like, that guy's so based. And he doesn't like say, he says it like the Terminator. Like, if Terminators were real from, like, Terminator 1, that's Guy. Like, totally not emotional. The Terminator doesn't even know he's whacking people. He's just following instructions in his program. That's Guy. Guy's like, he's the Terminator. I'll be back. Like, that's him. He's like, this guy is based. This dude tore that debate up. That is how you answer this question. That you can't answer it any better. Write it down. Just footnote Hung Cao when you answer the illegal immigration from now on. Just say a footnote Hung Cao. Just repeat his words and put your own story in there. Unbelievable. Yes, you don't come here and get to steal our stuff and break our laws and get to stay. This isn't a hard answer. I have another one from him. If we can end on it, no matter what, remind me. It's shorter. But that debate was just killer. He has another answer on paying for transgender sex changes in the military. And it is just... You know what? I'm going to play it on the other. Let's play it on the other side, because I'm going to give this. I never play two cuts from anyone. This was good. Last break. Get back to that. And Buttigieg is basically gone full commie now. Did you see what he did with the drones in North Carolina? Stand by. Hey, with five generations of family-owned experience, Omaha Steaks consistently delivers unrivaled quality and taste. Hand-selected by master butchers from the finest grain-finished beef, extra aged, flash-frozen to peak flavor, and delivered right to you. Now during their semi-annual sale, you can taste the difference and get 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Minimum purchase may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details. Our listeners get an extra $30 off with code Bongino. Listen, that's a huge discount. Paul and I just stocked up, ready for the busy election season. The food is amazing. You come home hungry after these crazy travel schedules. It's great to have Omaha steaks sitting there ready for you. A little seasoning on top. Nice little crust on those steaks. Beautiful. Legendary steaks from Omaha delivered right to your door. Grass-fed, finished beef, grain-finished beef, hand-selected for superior marbling and taste. Perfectly aged for maximum tenderness. Hand-cut by their master butchers. Bring home the world's best steak experience with Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com is the site. You'll get 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $30 off, that's a lot, use code Bongino. Minimum purchase may apply. Visit OmahaSteaks.com for details. That's 50% off all OmahaSteaks.com. And an extra $30 off with code Bongino. And our last sponsor for today, you having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Listen, I've been there. It's not just about being tired the next day. It's about the toll poor sleep can take on every aspect of your life. But there is hope on the horizon. Comes in the form of Beams Dream Powder. It's been a game changer for me. See, when we're sleeping well, we're sharper, we're more focused, and we're ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder. It's a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause the next day grogginess. But Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. You want to try Beam's best-selling dream powder? Beam's now offering Bongino listeners an exclusive discount. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 45% off. Thank you, Beam. Back to the show. I'm going to play this Hung Cow one. I was going to play it at the end of the show, but one more. This is a little shorter. He's asked a question about our military and DEI and recruiting transgender folks instead of recruiting people who want to, you know, kill for their country. I mean, that's what this is. We have to go kill the bad guy. Folks, that's what, why are we bullshitting people? That's what the military does. And they do it heroically. While a lot of us benefit from the freedoms they provide. Listen to this answer on this question. This is just like fireworks should have went off afterwards. Check this out.
With when you're using a drag queen to recruit for the Navy, that's not the people we want. What we need is alpha males and alpha females who are going to rip out their own guts, eat them, and ask for seconds. Those are young men and women that are going to win wars.
You know what? I've never done this, but can you have the fire thing? I know we only do it for, but this is like, I mean, this is one of those moments. I'm sorry. This guy needs a mega shout out. We need more of this. We need guys like this willing to answer questions. This is why JD is tearing it up. You need guys like this out there answering questions honestly and candidly in a language the American people understand. Those are the door kickers that keep us all safe and free and prosperous. It's not a bunch of people who want to go in there for different reasons and they get free services and all that. That's not the people we need. Those are the people we need. He absolutely refuses to use my fire. Hung Cow, I just want you to know that if I had a match, I would light it right now. And Your Honor, after... Do I have a match anymore? Oh, I can't even have a fake fire. I got one of these energy toothpicks, though. Hey, I'll give you one of these in your honor. It's not a matchstick, but pretend this was a match. You two are pretty good. Right? You really are. Holy shit. I'm going to have to wrestle the guy. These are really good. They're bourbon flavor. You ever tried these? All right, let me get back to the show. You know I get distracted too easy. I don't want to do that anymore. Okay, back to the show. Because this is serious stuff. Pete Buttigieg has gone full commie. He is a... the second worst cabinet official we have. Second, who's worse than him? Well, obviously Gina Raimondo, who doesn't know what the BLS is unfamiliar with disaster response, everything. The woman's an idiot, okay? Buttigieg is the second worst. She's commerce, he's transportation. Here is Buttigieg. In such an obvious ploy to keep you from seeing the devastation before an election in North Carolina, in Georgia, I don't want to leave anyone out. South Carolina got hit, Florida, Eastern Tennessee got hit. I'm not leaving anyone out intentionally. Please understand. Places were devastated. North Carolina got hammered really, really bad, the western portion of the state. So people are flying drones because they want to help people and rescue people. And they want people to see what's going on because if you see what's going on, you're more willing to donate and help people out. Obviously, it's not a mystery, right? Nope. The G don't want that. Why does Buttigieg not want that? Because he don't want you to see the damage right before an election. Listen to this shit. This is real. Don't listen to me. Listen to him. Check this out.
Our goal is to make sure that funding is no obstacle to very quickly getting people the relief that they need and deserve. There's also some safety issues that come up. For example, temporary flight restrictions to make sure that the airspace is clear for any flights or drone activity that might be involved in helping to allow those emergency responders to do their job.
Folks, they've just gone straight commie now. This is just straight commie agitprop propaganda. Again, to the residents of North Carolina, a critical swing state, you are going through a tragedy. It's a natural disaster, but it's been exacerbated by human error. The president of the United States was sunning his balls in a testicular tanning exercise on a Delaware beach while his vice president, Borders, are running for president, was raising money with a bunch of Hollywood starlets who hate your guts, right? Because you all live in mountain and suburban and kind of bucolic areas. And if you're not a city resident, they don't give a shit about you, right? That actually happened. And now drone operators are going in there to bring attention to the devastation to help raise money and interest in the cause. And this guy works for us. This Transportation Secretary Buttigieg, who was another presidential candidate who failed as well, is now saying no drones up there because they don't want you to see right before an election the damage that they're making worse with their shitty response. Folks, this is straight up Stalin stuff now. This is where we live. You've got a chance now. And please, I know you're going through, I mean, to talk about life changing. Again, I had a house burn down and it was a big deal. It was absolutely nothing compared to your house burning down and every single thing in your neighborhood being, but that's what happened to these people. We had neighbors that helped us. We got through it. It sucked for a little while, but it really wasn't that big of a deal in the long run. We recovered. I just don't have anything from my childhood. They don't have anything at all. Entire neighborhoods were wiped out. Biden's sunning his balls. Kamala Harris is hanging out with her Hollywood friends. Buttigieg is saying, nobody's going to show up. What's going on? No drones. It's amazing how they cover up for their incompetence and their lies. The Acostas and these media scum, they are the worst. How they cover up for these people's lies. Kamala Harris, Biden, Buttigieg, Raimondo, Granholm, all of these pathetic losers. How they constantly cover up for their bullshit is one of the greatest sins and stains on this country. Thankfully, we got this guy at CNN who, again, I am astonished, has yet to be fired. I really am. This guy goes on CNN and tells the truth. I played his clips a lot because I'm really starting to enjoy his stuff. He's got a pair of balls going on CNN actually telling the truth. I suspect his time is limited. I hope someone else, Newsmax or someone, scoops him up when he gets canned because I can't imagine this is going to last for long. Here he is on CNN making this exact point. That you guys talking about left-wing media are unreal. You will cover for any amount of dishonesty by these goofballs in the White House while claiming you care about Trump and Vance's dishonesty. But you don't care about any dishonesty about on your side at all, no matter how many people die. Watch this.
Okay, so everybody seems to be worried about J.D. Vance and dishonesty or Donald Trump and dishonesty. I never hear the same concern about Harris and the lies that she tells about Trump, or in Walls himself, who gave the most disastrous response to a question about his own dishonesty about being in Tiananmen Square that I've ever heard.
So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protests, went in.
In a debate. He also did the same thing with Dana Bash when questioned about dishonesty a couple of months ago. And effectively what he has said is, sorry, guys, I'm too dumb to tell the truth. I mean, he called himself a knucklehead.
I've not been perfect. And I'm a knucklehead at times.
I have bad grammar. This is a guy who holds himself up to be a school teacher and a coach. Is that the life lesson he's giving the kids that are under his care? Hey, you can lie, and then you can just kind of slough it off as being, you know, too dumb to tell the truth. I think it's, we spend 99% of our time going down rabbit holes about Vance and Trump and honesty in campaigns, and we spend no time at all holding Walls and Harris to the same standard, and I don't understand it.
I'm really growing to like this guy, folks. I mean, tell me what he said isn't 100% completely spot on, bullseye accurate. If this left-wing communist media crew just told people the truth. Can I give you a hypothetical for a second? It never happened, but just play the game with me for a second, if you don't mind. I'm going to get to this assassination attempt story, too, and how this Ryan Roos story is getting really weird. I promise you, I'm not going to leave without it. Just one final hypothetical for you. Imagine that Jim Acosta, Corey Lewandowski interview we played in the beginning. Imagine that going differently. Imagine Corey saying to Jim, hey, Jim, can you at least acknowledge that Kamala Harris is, in fact, the border czar right now, is in charge of the border, and there are 13,099 convicted murderers in the country that their own ICE deputy director has acknowledged are here, and they've done very little to rid the country of murderers. Imagine Acosta going, you know what, Corey, you got a point, and I wish they would have done more. Hopefully Kamala Harris will address that. Do you know how many people on CNN who really believe Jim Acosta that this story's fake, even though it's 100% real? You know how many people probably would have been like, wow, shit, man. They really have 13,000 murderers in the country? I'm going to go look that up. They can't. They are incapable of being honest actors. They're scum. They're communist agitprop apparatchik scumbags. You should treat them with zero respect. Zero respect. And you know, listen, we don't get into threats and political violence. I can't say that. That's not our thing. It's a left thing. But that does not mean they deserve any respect from you at all. They want to interview you at a Trump site, say Trump 2024. All I got, move on. Don't even give them the time of day. All right, let me address this because Donald Trump's going back to Butler, Pennsylvania. Elon Musk is apparently going to be there, which is, I mean, it's probably the third most popular person on the planet. It's probably like Trump, Obama, Elon, maybe. Who knows? I don't even know what order those three are in. But there's no question Elon Musk, one of the most powerful men on earth. I mean, he's probably more powerful than a lot of leaders of countries. X, Starlink, all this. I mean, I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. So Trump's going back to Butler, where he was shot in the head, and Corey Comparator, an American hero, was killed in front of his family. Two other people were shot as well. Folks, there was also an assassination attempt in West Palm Beach. As you can see from ABC News, the prosecutors in the case are requesting an indefinite delay in a trial for Trump assassination attempt suspect Ryan Routh. Ladies and gentlemen, I can speak from experience in a limited space because I was a police officer in this and a tech investor. Okay, I can't speak with personal experience. I can tell you I've done federal investigations over and over. This is an open and shut case. They have the guy, they have the firearm, they have his social media history, they have him being there, they have probably DNA, they have the ceramic plates. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. I'm just telling you that they have already likely reached an open and shut case, that this guy's at a minimum in a lot of trouble. There is no reason whatsoever to put a delay on the case unless there's someone on the back end very worried about the connections this guy, Ryan Routh, had to other people. You guys have that Benz interview from the other day? I did ask you, but okay. I want you to listen to this. We played this the other day from deep state specialist Mike Benz. Nobody understands the deep state better than him. By the way, he's going to be with us election night, right? Live? Nice! We got Julie Kelly, Mike Benz. We got a killer lineup for you on election night. The best in the business. If you're not watching election night with us, you're going to be missing out. The great Evita Duffy, you may have heard of her. She's going to be there with us too. It'll be awesome. Watch this clip from Benz. And you tell me who's pulling the strings here and trying to delay the trial because they don't want this coming out. Check this out.
Well, it's almost overwhelming in terms of the fire hose of information from the social media trail. But there's one thing that's consistent through it all, which is Routh's absolute dogmatic obsession, his life purpose, his personal livelihood, to recruit foreign militant fighters from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from Iran to join the CIA's fight in Ukraine. It's a very strange situation, which is basically the same sort of work that's done through spy masters' complex recruiting efforts when they're trying to recruit ISIS terrorists to sensitive CIA hot zones when they need additional cannon fodder for military or intelligence work. You know, I've talked about this several times this week, the strange similarities between exactly what Ryan Routh was doing and what Michael Springman, the State Department whistleblower in the run-up to 9/11, described as the CIA's Visas for Terrorists program.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you this Ryan Routh story is a much bigger deal. Much bigger deal. He appears, at least, he's the alleged suspect in an assassination plot against Trump. How much bigger can it get? Who was this guy and Crooks, the Butler County, Pennsylvania shooter? Who were they working with? Folks, I've asked you over and over again, were these people honeypotted? Were they recruited by foreign or domestic actors to be involved in this? It seems awfully strange that we've heard nothing about the Butler, Pennsylvania shooter's background. No one in the media seems to even care about his connections. There are high-priced lawyers defending the family here. And then we've got this Ryan Routh, and prosecutors in an open and shut case want some kind of interminable delay. What is going on here? Now, this was sent to me yesterday by Lee Smith, who's a good friend. This article went viral. Evita sent it to me, too, and said, what do you think? Here's the article. It's in the show notes, right, guys? Bongino.com/newsletter is where you can get our show notes and articles every day. It's free to just click follow, subscribe at Bongino.com/newsletter. It's very simple to do. We'd appreciate if you do it. These articles are there for you every day. I want you to read this. It's a short article. It's not very long. But there's a lot of suspicion right now that the FBI and their quietness around these two assassination plots may be a little deeper. I'm always applying the Bongino rule, but there are two takeaways from this piece. If you hadn't seen it yesterday, it went all over the internet, that I want you to take home. And I think we're correct on both of them. Number one, Lee Smith, who's an amazing writer, has a quote in here from an intelligence source he spoke to. Quote, "The Iranians are promiscuous assassins, and they hate Trump more than anyone else on earth," says Pete Thoreau, a retired CIA officer who worked on Iran. So this guy knows his stuff. Trump enforced sanctions against Iran. He moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. He was antithetical to everything Tehran wants, including the triumphal visit to Riyadh he made for his first presidential trip in 2017. Goes on to talk about how Trump had Soleimani killed, and he has zero doubt that they're targeting Trump. He says it in the beginning. So I think we can establish, again, what I've told you multiple times. I'm telling you, and you do with it what you want. The Iranian plot to kill President Trump is real. That does not mean, as I've said now 1,000 times, and I this is not getting through even to some people in my own audience who don't understand. I am not telling you that there aren't other actors and deep state folks and others who don't have the same goals. My only question is, who is involved, if not both of them, with these two shooters? Because here's the second point he brings up in the piece that fired around the internet yesterday. Why would the FBI invent a plot to kill Trump, he asks. First, by claiming the Iranians are responsible for this effort, deflects attention from the fact that the real two would-be assassins, Crooks and Ruth, are Democrat Party supporters. Further, says Steve Friend, who's a good guy, he's a former FBI agent, it boosts FBI statistics. If they had just been aware of some sort of plot and brought it to light, it would have been a disruption of a domestic terror plot. But because they arrested him, it's dismantlement, which is a very rare and very valuable statistic. I think we should take both of these things very seriously. I do not want to leave you with the impression that one is at the exclusion of the other. Please understand that. I've said this multiple times. Watch the shows yourself. Don't take my word for it. Take my word for it when I said it. Both of these things are true. The only question is who was Ruth and Crooks working with? It's the question, Guy, have we not asked this question from day one? It does not, these are not to the exclusion of one. The Iranian plot is real. The deep state plots against Donald Trump are real. Who is it? I don't know. But I promise you, I'm holding some until I can be sure. I don't want to be first. I want to be right. I am absolutely sure the January 6th pipe bomb story is now going to be declared a training exercise by a government contractor. That I'm sure. Well, I put that out after I did my homework. I'm working this deliberately and slowly, but I'm telling you, this is a huge story. Were these guys honeypotted, and did the United States government know about it? Folks, thanks again for tuning in on Friday. As I said to you with Rumble, we so deeply appreciate your support. It is really hard in the tech space to compete against these monsters that censor people's speeches. We've set up for you a free expression platform where a lot of people who were banned for speaking the truth find a home. It's a business, however. We do have to keep it running. We've got employees to pay. There's a lot of equipment to maintain. It's not easy. If you want an ad-free experience here, we understand Rumble Premium is an option for you. You can also skip the ads. However, we just ask that you just give us some time here, okay? We're working this through, and we really appreciate your support. Rumble.com/Bongino for the live stream every day. Thank you for making us number one again last night. We beat, I think it was even the NFL yesterday. Also, please download the free Rumble app. Click follow. Go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you don't mind, look for the Dan Bongino Show. Follow us there, too. It really helps us a lot. It takes 2 seconds of your time. So appreciate it. I'll see you back here in the podcast, 11 a.m., hopefully with a good weekend update on Monday. Thanks for tuning in.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.